won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet, of God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour this hump day Wednesday, March 12, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers. Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I have to be honest, I'm somewhat disappointed in you. If you are listening to my voice right now, you have not done your homework yet. The homework assignment that I put out yesterday's show, talked about it last week. I need you to do this. You're not going to rely on someone else. Someone else has died. Your obituary was in the newspaper. Maybe you didn't see it because you don't get newspapers anymore. The person named someone else has died. The person that you always thought someone else would do things is no longer living. The person that always came and joined in a petition circulation. The person who always made the phone calls. The person who always knocked on doors. The person that always participated and did everything that we asked them to do. That person named someone else. They're dead. That person is gone. You have to now step up and do what we ask you to do. I need your help. I cannot do this statewide. I don't have the time. I don't have the resources. I don't have the ability to do it. I asked you guys as a homework assignment to contact your county clerk. Call them. Email them. Go there in person. However you choose to do it, go to your county clerk, call your county clerk, email your county clerk, and ask a very simple question. How many people do you have on our qualified voter files, the QVF files, in our county? I got the number from my wife, Victoria Bishop. 23,279 people are on Cheryl Guy's qualified voter files that she inherited this year. Debbie over in Akiak Township contacted Darren Darga, the county clerk for Presque Isle, and found out their numbers. What is the number of people on your qualified voter files in your county? Why have you not texted me that number? Christine Gray down in Northville, Downstate Kim, Officer Rick, Dave Ajima, all the people that listen to this show downstate as well as you upstate here in our listening area of 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. I haven't gotten Sheboygan's numbers. I haven't gotten Emmett County. I haven't gotten Charlevoix. I haven't gotten Otsego. I haven't gotten Mackinac. I haven't gotten Chippewa. I don't know. And I'm not going to do the research. You are. You're going to contact your county clerk. You're going to go to your county clerk's office. You're going to call them. You're going to send them an email. Whatever you got to do, you're going to simply ask this question. How many people are on your qualified voter files in our county? And then you're going to text me that information. 231-360-5140. I need this done this week. That's your homework assignment for this segment. More stories from Lansing. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority. LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Got a couple of text messages during the break. So sorry, Trucker, I didn't hear the previous show, the homework assignment. I'm on it. I'll take care of it. Well, one of the things that we're looking at here is the fact that this is part of a bigger plan that I want you guys to be aware of. I have submitted an issue to the House Oversight Committee. MIOversight.com is the website. I gave them my phone number, my email address, and an issue that I wanted them to look at. Why did I submit it to the House Oversight Committee via the website MIOversight.com? This House Oversight Committee has been given subpoena powers by this Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. Blanket subpoena powers. That has never happened in the history of me being involved in state party politics going all the way back to 2010. Governor Rick Snyder didn't do it. Absolutely did not do it when they had the trifecta for 8 years from January 2011 through the 2018 election, handing the keys, the reins over to Governor Gretchen Whitmer in January of 2019. Did not do it. Well, they have subpoena powers. In addition to that, Speaker Matt Hall created a new committee called Election Integrity. He asked State Representative Rochelle Smith of Shelbyville to be the chair. The Election Integrity Committee chairwoman, Rochelle Smith, requested information from our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Jocelyn Benson, the very same Secretary of State that will oversee next year's 2026 election when she's on the ballot for governor. Well, Rochelle Smith has requested information from the Secretary of State. But at a hearing in Lansing yesterday, House Oversight Committee Chair Jay DeBoyer said he's holding off for now and using his committee's subpoena powers to compel Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson to give information to the Election Integrity Committee Chair Rochelle Smith. The last pieces of information she is requesting from the Secretary of State is she looks into possible improvements in our state's election system. In attendance at the committee hearing was Berry County Sheriff Darleaf. I'm a good friend of Sheriff Darleaf. We talk all the time. He has stood up to the Secretary of State and has continued to investigate via his Berry County Sheriff's Office election fraud, election integrity in his Berry County. Well, State Representative Smith asked DeBoyer and the House Oversight Committee to use their subpoena powers, saying that she is like being stonewalled, quote unquote, stonewalled after requests for clerk training documents that she has asked Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson for. Well, the request came back with a bill per the Freedom of Information Act request. Jocelyn Benson wants Smith, state representative, to pay $9,000 to get the information she's requesting. Well, how did State Representative Smith respond? She informed Benson's office last Friday that she was going to ask the House Oversight Committee and the legislature to subpoena the Secretary of State until she coughs up all the documents she's requesting. So far, Benson has given 75% of what she was asking for got it actually in about 2 to 3 hours. She initially made a request for the documents back on November 7th when she was appointed to be the incoming chair of the Election Integrity Committee. Well, Jay DeBoer, the chair of the House Oversight Committee, said he's going to pen a letter asking for the remaining 25% of what Schmidt is looking for and give the Secretary of State 10 business days to do it. He said if her department fails to comply, he then will bring the matter back up and consider subpoena to the Secretary of State. Schmidt made a comment stating that, quote, Secretary Benson repeatedly tells the public that her department is a paragon of transparency. However, my four-month ordeal trying to obtain the most basic of records indicates otherwise. Secretary of State Benson operates her department not in a transparent way. She avoids and delays every step of the way, end quote, said Schmidt. Well, here are the remaining 25% of the documents she's looking for. At issue are training materials that are login protected. This is basically training materials for clerks. Well, during the committee hearing, questions emerged, apparently over whether lawmakers should have access to materials out of concern that the information could be changed. What? Like State Representative Schmidt is going to change materials. Yeah, that's what the Communist Democrat Lori Podhutsky of Livonia stated in the committee hearing, directly asking State Representative Schmidt if she would be agreeable to having access to the password protected documents in a read-only format, where she'd be given the documents in read-only formats without having to log in with a password protected username and password. To which State Representative Schmidt said, sure, no problem. Also, another
Michigan News Source, brought to you this hour by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce on